Good day, nerds, and welcome to episode 152 of the Nerd Cantina Show. I'm your host, Ken, joined by my co-host, Steve, and we're going to recap some nerd news. We're going to begin over an entertainment talk with the upcoming Disney Plus series show, Loki, and some video game news, and then move over into tech, where we'll discuss the latest international tax rate for some of the big tech companies, some crypto news, supersonic planes, and space news. A lot to get to. Let's get started.
Calling back all nerds.
Nerds!
All right, and welcome back to episode 152. And this is a week where I'm actually laid up. This week, I probably won't be able to get around very much. Yesterday, I was out at the beach, and I got about a 7-inch gash on one of my feet, on the bottom of my feet, stepping on what I think was a rock that had like a shell attached to it. completely destroyed my foot.
Oh, Jesus.
So let's hope for some good entertainment on Disney Plus.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it's time for you to catch things. Up some shows, man.
Yeah, so I need to sit back.
Might get you to fire up that HBO Max subscription again.
Oddly enough, I did fire up HBO Max. So I do need to watch some things on there because I turned it on not for any of the big titles you would think. I turned it on because my kids both finished reading the Willy Wonka book and they wanted to watch the movies. So I fired it up so we could watch both the original and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So,
hey, you do what you got to do for your kids. Sacrifice that that sawbuck.
Yeah. So either way, the original is still as wild as it was. The new one, that's the first one I watch it, it's terrible.
Yeah. Johnny Depp's teeth just really tweak you out, right?
Oh, yeah. He's terrible in that movie. So if you haven't seen it, that's my review. Don't.
Well, hopefully we got some good new shows coming out real soon.
Yeah. I mean, first coming up this week, we've got Loki releasing on June 9th, so just a couple days from now. First episode's Loki hitting, and I mean,
it's releasing the day that this episode releases, so if you're listening to this right now, you may have already watched it if you're one of those savage human beings that can stay up till midnight, all you young guys and people still collecting that government check. Like, if you got that time, more power to you. I'll be watching it tonight as you listen to this.
Which, just don't be the guy who posts. Don't let me wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning hearing about how revolutionary the show was.
That's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people just can't contain themselves and you know, I appreciate the non-spoilers, but I still don't even want to wake up at 7 in the morning and open it up and be like, fucking Loki is fire, you know? And it's like, I get it. Like, I know you watched it. You watched it already. You beat everybody to it. It's like you're the dude that goes around the internet on people's posts and just puts first comment. Like no one cares, bro. No one cares if you're the first comment. No one cares.
I mean, I tend to not care about those comments, and in our group, that's pretty much what it normally is. Somebody will just chime in about how great it was, or whatever else, but never puts any information.
We've got a pretty respectable group. Yeah, right? I appreciate those. I do.
The truth is, if somebody comes out, you know, when it was Falcon and Winter Soldier, and talking about Falcon and Winter Soldier is fire, phenomenal, or whatever else, it's kind of like, okay, like I expect it. And if they come out critical of it, I just ignore your opinion. I don't think your opinion matters.
That's
until
partly
I've seen it.
Why I don't want. Either one is, I don't want an expectation other than the one I've formed through previews and media and whatever. I want as little expectation as possible when I go into this. And if somebody shits on it at 7 in the morning the day it releases before I watch it, now it shifts my expectation prior going into watching it. And I don't want anybody fucking with what I'm going into to watching it with.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I've been in the past kind of on that side of things too, is that I tend to not read reviews. I tend to not do very much before I go into movies that I know I'm going to see. So like Loki is something I know I'm going to see. So I don't need anybody's opinion to sway me. Now, some of the other shows out there, like Jupiter's Legacy. Yeah. I never started it.
Thank you, Internet. Thank you, Internet. Yeah,
thank you, Nerd Cantina Group, for just trashing that one and saving me the time.
Yeah, I haven't. I not even 1 second of it. Not even 1 second. You know what I just thought of? Like, if this isn't already in the works at like Facebook and Twitter and everything, like, get on this shit. And again, if I'm the only one that just thought of this, like, one, why don't I have a job at these places? And two, why aren't the people in these offices better than me? There should be like a way to type in keywords into like your Facebook profile, and it hides posts with those keywords. So I should just be able to type in Loki into like a side search bar on my Facebook, and Facebook will hide every post with the word Loki in it from me until I take off that keyword. Like, how is that not a fucking thing?
There's probably a plugin bullshit, there somewhere.
Bullshit. I've never heard of it. Never seen anybody talk about it. Never. Like, I am going to claim that I thought of this right now until someone proves me otherwise. But like, how is that not a thing? To whereas I can't just type in Loki vaccine, like, like a whole bunch of words that I never want to. I never want to see
again. I've never heard enough about these things. Or I just don't want it spoiled.
Moderna, Pfizer. Like, how can I not just type in these words into a sidebar on my fucking Facebook and have it just block every post that comes on my newsfeed with those words until I take it off, and then boom, I can have it again. You know, like, it would save so much, like, internet angst and anguish over just internet trolls and spoilers. And like, think about what it could do for like teenage bullying, even, you know what I mean? If you just like some kid is just constantly getting, you know, bullied about something, as a parent, you just go in and you log in and you type in a few keywords, and
yeah,
I believe that I would be the only one that just came up with this. But if it's not a thing, like, what the fuck are they
doing?
There
is a company that came out with something very recently about like the anti-bullying. It's like private censorship, where you can choose what you want to censor out of your Twitter feed and stuff. There is a company that did that, mostly for like harassment online and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I imagine you could just use that for Loki as well, and use it for whatever the hell you want. So I think things like that probably do exist to some level.
If you're listening to this show, send us a link to that shit. Send us a link.
Get on it. Coda Chrome extension plugin that just blocks out this stuff until it's time to do it.
Well, I don't know if the Chrome extension would be good enough. I would think it would have to be integrated into Facebook's algorithm and shit. Like, that's what I would assume. Like,
no, I'm just thinking more like it's just a Chrome extension that just like redacts it. All of a sudden, you just see a black box on your screen as you're scrolling over.
Yeah, but then you get the post at 7 a.m. and it says, "Oh my God, black box is fire," and then you're just like, "Well, what the fuck? What the fuck am I doing?
You just black box the whole sentence." All right, we're idiots. We don't we don't know what it would take to do this. So I'm sure there's somebody smart out there. Go ahead, get on it.
Some coder, get on it.
But other than that, you know, not a lot going on in movie, TV type news right this second. But we can talk real briefly about some video games. And the video game news that I pulled up this week was, apparently, there is somebody who used to own a ROM site selling all the old Nintendo games and all that stuff that you could kind of load into your Switch or your Wii or whatever you want, the various ROM emulators. Apparently, this person who made about $30,000 a year selling ROMs, well, he now owes Nintendo about $2.1 million in a copyright lawsuit.
I don't feel bad for dude. Like, am I a dick? Like, because I really don't feel bad. Like,
I don't feel bad one bit.
I get it. All our friends love emulators, and they love their game boxes and their arcade systems with 30,000 games in them. It's like, but I mean, essentially, all y'all some thieves. Realistically, like, yeah, that little FBI warning in the beginning of movies is there for a reason. Y'all are like, they don't play with that shit.
And it's one thing to use the emulators. it's another thing to like make money online selling packs of emulators.
Yeah, if you're out there doing some Robin Hood shit, I'm all for it. Just give me Zelda, you know. But if you're gonna charge,
that's what I was gonna say. Who pays for these things? I guess I've known a lot of people to play emulators. I've dabbled myself. There's a million websites to do it to get them for free. Like, there's a million downloads. Like, if you're gonna steal shit, then why are you gonna pay to steal shit? I guess is the question here.
Well, I want to say even like on the Switch, they have like the
It's free if you have like an online account, like, you know, whatever the
Well, there you go.
It comes free with that, but that's not all the Nintendo games and all of the.
It's the most of the ones
Nintendo
you want.
Nintendo 64 games and whatever else you want.
Yeah, I haven't done 64 yet.
There are reasons to play ROMs. Apparently, this guy, one, if you live in the United States, just don't sell copyrighted material. Like, you know, most of these ROM sites aren't from the U.S. Like, they know what's what. If you're just some dude, you know, the article talks about this guy living on unemployment or whatever else. If you're an unemployed guy trying to make a side hustle in the United States, probably don't do it illegally selling copyrighted material. And then ultimately, what they deemed was, you know, there was, I think, only 49 games that he was selling. And what they deemed is the dollar amount that people were spending to purchase were for a premium accounts to have unlimited access to his ROMs was $30 per year. They estimated that, well, that's about the cost of you taking them from buying one of our games. And then that's how they came up with this dollar amount was, okay, well, you know, for all these people that you have downloading it at $30 a year, that's one game that they wouldn't have bought from us for $50 a year or for $50 that year. Now you owe us $2.1 million. And the judge absolutely agreed.
I mean, you can't really argue with it. Like, you are selling things you don't own. It's stopping people from buying the things that we own. We lost out on X amount of dollars. We want monies. Like, it's pretty fucking simple. Like, and it, like we said, I just don't. I understand the people that want to buy it. I understand the need to have these old games. Some of them aren't always on the paid versions, the legal versions of these sites. But if he didn't charge for this, they probably would just hit him with a couple fines.
Oh, yeah, hit him with a letter to stop. As long as he actually did stop, they might not have even gone that far.
Yeah, they might have just hit him with a couple fines and been like, slap on the wrist, stop it. But they're like, oh, you made a shit ton of money, like, while collecting unemployment too.
Yeah. But I mean, let's be serious. This guy's not going to pay a cent.
Oh no,
you know what I mean? Like, we know how these things work.
It's going to help, but he'll never be able to buy a house. He'll never be able to like his life is going to be inconvenienced for a long time because of this. So I hope it was worth it, Payo. Hope it was worth it.
All right, let's I guess move on to the last little bit of some entertainment news, and that's the fact that AMC
stonks.
You know, is going. Went nuts again last week with all of the Reddit Wall Street Bets
to the moon craziness.
Yeah, I mean, I feel left out, but that's okay.
You don't want to know how left out I feel. I actually like, man, this one hurts. Even though I made profit during the pandemic when AMC, I had my AMC shares, I did the like practical buy and sell rate, not knowing that a bunch of fucking kids on Reddit were gonna go ape shit over AMC stock. Like, and I got people telling me that what they're projecting AMC shares to hit,
like $1,000 a share type.
Bro, that's ridiculous.
I know.
That's ridiculous. If that actually happens, we really need to do something about our economy, because that shit just ain't right. I don't care who makes a bunch of money off of it. Like, if we could just manipulate the market to take a stock that really never hit above $12, $13 a stock during a time where it had multiple billion-dollar movies in the theater in a year, and we can just artificially jack it up to a G, that's ridiculous. That's scary. That's really fucking scary.
I don't think it gets there, but I mean, I'll be watching it from the sidelines. I'm not jumping in at it right this second. So, whatever. All that aside, one of the interesting aspects of all of this meme stock craziness that AMC now kind of fuels into some of the meme stock.
Yeah, he's all about it.
Man. Yeah, he's over there laughing because his valuation's just going up and up. He can get now new loans for his business and all kinds of things. They announce that you can get free
popcorn.
Ticket exclusives and popcorn if you're a self stated shareholder, which I mean, I guess it's probably illegal or something for them to like force you to show up with like your Robinhood receipt or whatever else. So you have to.
Man, I pull that shit right up on my Cash App. They gotta scan my rewards card from my phone. Anyways, it's just one more swipe.
For whatever reason, it's been listed as self. You have to self declare.
Yeah, it's got to be SEC regulations.
Yeah, there's got to be something there. But in the end, yeah, they're gonna get free popcorn and exclusive movie. You know, ticket purchasing windows and stuff like that for current stockholders, just continuing to help, you know, fan the flame here. Just keep.
I mean, me being a huge movie guy, like I'm very torn about this because I don't really think it's good for the exchange in our country as a whole. But at the same time, you have all these short sellers that fucking shorted the shit out of AMC stock in the middle of a pandemic and started pumping articles into their media outlets talking about AMC's bankruptcy. So this CEO was just scrambling to try to save his job, save his company, you know, keep the movie industry alive. And then all of a sudden,
here come a bunch of apes on Wall Street Bets.
Fucking just start pumping the shit out of this stock and pumps all kinds of money back in AMC so that they could stay afloat. And now that we got movies coming out, they can ramp up everything and they got the cash to back it. Like, it is kind of like a, if you're a movie lover, like it's kind of a good story, like almost like it warms my heart to see people coming to back a time honored tradition of going to the theater and enjoying entertainment. Like I kind of do appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, good or bad, it's interesting. At least it's entertaining to see. If you're an AMC investor, you get some free popcorn. I guess now maybe I don't know if this ever actually happens.
Eat it with your diamond hands. Don't get butter on them diamond hands. Oh God, it's classic. Yeah,
I think that's it for for entertainment news here. Let's jump into some more complex topics to talk about.
And yeah, this is murky waters here.
Yeah, let's just jump right in with really the bigger story in our tech company news, because this isn't really on the side of tech. It's more on the legislation of tech, and
it's going to affect tech. it's going to affect it.
I don't know. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the headline here and a little bit about the background. And that's the G7 leaders. They reached what's called a historic agreement to crack down on tech and to force, you know, Amazon, Facebook, all corporate tax. It's a corporate tax rate, but we know who it's really targeting is these major companies that move to whatever company or country benefits them the most. And it's setting a minimum corporate tax rate amongst all international bodies at 15%. And again, this is just to hopefully prevent what is like the race to the bottom of tax rates for all these countries that try to incentivize Amazon or Facebook or Google to put their headquarters or put divisions. Well, because
we just had a story where didn't Ireland just say like fuck y'all, we're gonna keep our rate, like we're gonna let these motherfuckers, you know, do what they want.
And that's where like G7 is trying to set a standard that they can get everybody else to buy off on as 15%. To try to prevent these countries from coming in and saying, hey, you know, you can come here. If you come here, we'll only tax Amazon at 10%, or we'll only this is the goal. I guess it helps somebody, right? Like it doesn't necessarily help the US. Our corporate tax rate is higher than 15%. If I guess that's now our bottom floor. You know, if you're saying to stop a race from the bottom, is 15%, like 15% is pretty close to the bottom. Like you started kind of low. Like most of these countries that are like winning these, the companies over, we're sitting at like a 12% tax rate on a lot of them, 10, 11, 12% tax rate for most though. And
But so, honestly, yeah, you when you're talking about the amount of money these companies make, 3% is a shit ton of money.
It is. I mean, you can't get around that. it is a lot of money. It's just, I don't know. Let's see what kind of effect it really has. It's definitely lower than what a lot would say that standard should be for a corporate tax rate. That should be closer to like a 25% type tax rate.
Yeah, I own corporates. A company, and I'm telling you right now, I paid more than fucking 15% on my fucking shit. Like, so,
and that's, you know, so that's the argument. 15% is still getting off easy. It's not going to change very much. It's just a G7 decision. So the rest of the global community is going to have to agree to it. Yes, the seven richest nations have agreed to it. But the problem is the race to the bottom was with the poorer nations, right? They were with the people that were trying to stimulate their economy and saying, hey, I'd rather get 10% of this, you know, unicorn company instead of the G7 countries getting 15% of it.
Yeah, it's just, it'd be so weird to just see like Facebook's headquarters in like Uganda. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it's like, oh, because you really give a fuck about Uganda, Zuck? Like, no, you don't. Like, you don't. You know, I don't know. This is such a complex fucking situation. And all you know is that these companies have so much control over our lives and make staggering amounts of money. Now, I'm going to fuck this up and you can look it up. But someone, someone.
I like the disclaimer.
Quantified this, like, if you took 1 million seconds, it ends up being like 3 weeks or some shit. You know what I mean? Once you get to 1 billion seconds, it's like 32 years. So that's the difference between 1 million and 1 billion in like a way that you can kind of rationalize it. Cause when we think about money, you don't, I don't know. It just doesn't hit as hard as when they put it into time. I think time is something that is all kind of like relative to us. And we measure that better in our heads. Then when you go from 1 billion seconds to 1 trillion seconds, it's some like 35,000 years or some shit. Like it is insane. And these are multi-trillion dollar companies. So if you think taking an extra $300 billion to make the world a better place from these people is going to put any kind of fucking dent in their companies, in their lives, they won't even fucking notice.
Yeah. So for the math nerds out there, I'll just...
Did you Google it while I was on my rant? Did you Google it?
Yeah. What am I supposed to do? Listen to you?
I think I was pretty close. I think I was close.
All right. 1 million seconds is just under 12 days. 1 billion seconds is over 31 years. And 1 trillion seconds is 31,688 years.
Like, that's... So if you take a billion dollars out of them...
Got it.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
You're taking, it's true. It's why we
laughed. You're taking 32 years out of the 31 fucking thousand.
Like, it's why we laughed last week about like everybody kind of questioning why Amazon bought MGM. And it's like, yeah, it cost them like $8.7 billion by MGM. They're a $1.7 trillion market cap company. That's nothing to them. Like, it sounds like $8 billion sounds like a lot to a business. It's nothing to that business.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's a... barely a blip on on their balance sheet. So
yeah, you have the staunch conservatives talking about like, well, they earn this money, they have a right to this money. Like it's you know, if you're we're punishing people for being successful. Punishment involves a like, I don't know how to word this, but like punishment involves like some anguish, some pain, some kind of reaction. You could take fucking $10 billion, $15 billion in taxes from these people, and they won't notice it. So if you don't even notice it, if it doesn't even, you know, you don't feel it as a company, it doesn't make you have to change anything of your, you know, what you pay your employees, doesn't change what you have to charge, doesn't change anything. Where's the punishment? How is it a punishment?
Yeah, it's only a punishment if your business model is based off of not paying those taxes in the first place, right? Like,
if you have a corporate boardroom full of motherfuckers in suits just paid to avoid the G7 and laws like this, like, yeah, man.
Without going too much down the rabbit hole of like, you know, the purpose of taxes and ethical, in the end, it does, hopefully this makes some kind of change. I don't know if it's going to even make a single bit of difference. I guess it's a step towards trying to put some pressure on people to just create a standard because it is weird that it's allowed that the richest companies in the world, mostly tech-based, so they can kind of put their headquarters wherever. You know, they make money in all of these countries, richest countries, and then they operate their headquarters out of a P.O. box of some random tax haven country. It's a loophole. It's being exploited.
It's fucked up.
And now, whatever, trying to close a loophole, trying to make people, I guess, at least be liable about, to 15%.
We talk about our data rights in the value of our data, and we don't get any of that and everything. It you wouldn't feel so bad if they were paying a decent tax rate that went back into our society. You know, like, would we really be staunch about trying to get our value from our data if we knew that our data sales was funding the few, you know, the tens of billions of dollars.
We'd still complain,
but it wouldn't hurt as bad. You know what I mean? It's a double fuck you. We're not going to give you any money for your data, and we're going to avoid the fuck out of taxes so you don't get better roads or any, you know, schools, infrastructure, stimulus checks, like during a pandemic, like all this shit. Like, we are going to make sure that we don't contribute back to society in any fucking form whatsoever, and we just rape you. Rape. Hashtag me too on my ass. Fucking, I hate.
Oh, wow. Like, that just went. All right. I think that's time to transition out of the segment. I think the aggression level's been turned up to 11 here. And it's time to transition some topics here and
talk about destroying lives.
Oh man, I was going to say that.
you ain't clearing the gray clouds. Motherfucker.
All we did was get you fired up, and now we're going to move on to another one.
To another one that's going to get me real. Like, I got a lot to say about this one too.
the next topic here is, you know, Elon Musk and his, you know, crypto manipulation. If you believe that he's really the driver behind all this stuff, I think he's a part of it.
Yeah,
right?
He's a player.
I don't think he's the cause of the dips that have happened and all the other things. But in the end, whatever. What's interesting about this week is somebody claiming to be from the anonymous hacker group, you know, the one that's not any anonymous one, anonymous itself, wearing the guy's fox mask and made the video of, you know, the voice modulator, essentially threatening that the hacker group Anonymous will go after Elon Musk if he does not back off from his crypto manipulation, talking about that he's, you know, destroying people's lives with his tweets and everything that he's doing. They liken him to a Bond villain, stating that he's in this for nothing other than his own, like, narcissistic kind of rich mentality, and he's desperate for attention. They also claim that, like, all of his reasonings on, like, tweeting against Bitcoin, you know, he was a big part of Bitcoin's propping up of, you know, his personal public support, and then Tesla's, you know, financial investment into Bitcoin, and then now the tanking of it. You know, he tweeted this last week about Bitcoin, about how hard it is to break up, and alluding to the fact that he's breaking up with Bitcoin. And then, you know, Anonymous claims it's all a ruse, in the sense that he put all this money in Bitcoin from Tesla, made all this money in Bitcoin from Tesla, and then now, because he might lose, like, he doesn't care about the environment. If he cared about the environment, he probably wouldn't.
I don't say he doesn't care,
but that's what I'm saying. This is what Anonymous is saying.
Anonymous is saying
he doesn't care about the environment. If he did care about the environment, he wouldn't be using African labor to mine all the cobalt out of the world for batteries, and he wouldn't be doing all kinds of other environmentally unfriendly things. And that ultimately, the only reason why he's pretending to care about the energy from Bitcoin, which he's defended, he's looked into the energy of Bitcoin, and he did defend it in the past, and then now he's against it. And Anonymous says it's because he's going to lose his U.S. environmental subsidies, because if Tesla's profit, if their balance sheet shows a significant profit in Bitcoin, meaning that they're making a lot of money on Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is not environmental friendly, they might lose their government subsidies, because right now they receive a ton for being an environmental friendly company with electric vehicles. So this is all the accusations that Anonymous is putting out there. And in the end, it's a big threat, saying either leave us crypto nerds alone and stop manipulating the price, or they're going to come after whatever. Go find his emails. Go find whatever dirty stuff him and Grimes are into and start posting it on the internet. Whatever they're threatening. this is what they're doing.
Yeah. I'm on team fuck you, Anonymous. Like, one, if Elon's tweets destroyed your lives in crypto, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. So I am a degenerate gambler. I am a degenerate gambler when it comes to the craps table and football. Okay. Yep. And before legal gambling, I had a bookie. I can't say, you know, the Bears and the Packers ruined my life because I put my life savings on the fucking Bears game and they couldn't cover the fucking spread. Like, I can't blame outside forces. Like, you have to take personal ownership over your own shit. I didn't have to bet that bet. If you were dumb enough to buy Dogecoin at 70 fucking cents when it grew 300, 400 fucking percent in a day and say, oh, yeah, like, and have all these unrealistic expectations of, like, yes, companies and currency just normally climbs thousands of percents in weeks. Like, this is a total normal thing. And you bought it 70 cents with your fucking life savings and you watched it tank back down to 20 and now sit at 30. I don't fucking feel bad for you, man. You should have done some fucking research. You should have fucking been smarter with your fucking life savings. You worked really hard for it. You were willing just to throw it down on literally what is essentially to me the same kind of fucking gamble as betting your favorite fucking football team because you know fucking Aaron Rodgers is going to destroy the Bears. Like, it's different to me.
I do think that there is some of that. The people who, you know, are in really bad spot right now, you know, the people who are fairly new to crypto, you know, I consider myself fairly new to crypto, although I was at least in before the major run-up of the bull run. In the end, you know, for the people who are Bitcoiners and who, you know, believe in Ethereum and believe in, like, the future of decentralized finance, those are the people I think that have a legitimate gripe against what, like, Elon's doing, because he is driving kind of the volatility, and the volatility makes it more and more difficult.
So is, you know, every crypto TikToker. So is every fucking dude on MSNBC.
Not on the same level.
Not on the same level. No, but they're all doing the same. You can't be mad at Elon because he's popular and nobody has to listen to his ass. Like, nobody has to listen to him.
So if you jumped into crypto at the heights of, you know, the current bull run and everything else, and you just saw everything skyrocket,
you bought Bitcoin at 60, hit you,
and, like, and you needed to get in, and you didn't understand the true volatility of it. You didn't understand that this 50% decline was that's in there. Like, that's a part of what you're buying into right now. That's the risk that you're assuming. Then, yeah, I guess I don't feel terribly bad for you, right? Like, it's no different than I'm not going to feel bad for anybody if AMC goes back down to $8 a share next week.
Nope.
Right? Like, that's a part of the game that you're playing. You got to know what you're doing. I think it's what I wish Elon would kind of shut up about some of the stuff is that, again, I bought into crypto not because I'm trying to make any kind of, like, you know, initial trade or whatever else. I believe in the future of decentralized finance. I do believe that it has a place in the global economy, that it's going to move in a more legitimate direction. It will stabilize to some degree, and it'll provide, you know, back transaction, better transaction capability, you know, additional kind of loaning outside of banks where you can get loans on your home. You can do things all through decentralized finance outside of your credit score in a normal institution. There's all kinds of future outlooks towards decentralized finance. This gets wounded by swinging volatility from one of the most popular people in the world, encouraging people to buy it, and then encouraging people to sell it.
We've also talked about there's two ways to look at this. Like, yes, Elon could be the evil crypto manipulator that's doing it for personal reasons and whatnot. There's also a way to look at it this and think of it as him doing it so we get the proper regulation to protect the people that Anonymous thinks is getting their lives destroyed. You know, there's a way to look at it as he pumped Bitcoin and Doge. You know what I mean? Like, these were coins that regular people were buying in.
Well, not just those two now.
Well, not that, man. man, I'm not going to lie. Come Rocket to the Moon is one of my favorite things. But we'll leave that alone because I don't want to know. I don't want this audience to know how much I know about the porn industry with this crypto shit. But there's a way to look that he's backing these coins that basic everyday people were behind. You know, you have a lot of venture capitalists that are putting a lot of money into like Bitcoin, Ethereum, some of these other ones. He chose one that was one of the most popular, so most people like me and you owned, and then he chose another meme coin that, you know, most people like me and you fucking owned. Nobody that believed in crypto bought Doge. Nobody. It's a shit coin. It's got no purpose. It's got this. Everybody was screaming. Everybody in the crypto world was screaming, don't buy Dogecoin. And then just people that love memes and regular assholes with a couple extra $100 to blow was investing in a Doge. And he pumped it, and a bunch of regular motherfuckers got rich off of it. So like,
I mean, I didn't get rich off it, but I made money off of Doge.
You know what I'm saying? So like you could. There is a Robin Hood way of looking at this. Even with this cum rocket to the moon, those are sex workers. Those are a marginalized industry in our society. You know, if he's pumping this coin, you could argue that he's doing it to bring better, you know, normalized sex work, put money in the hands of people, you know, that have been marginalized and shunned by our society. This is a two-sided coin. And I don't fault anybody for falling on either side of the coin. You want to look at them like an evil monster. Okay, that's on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to now start a war with dude because you're on the side of, you're on that side of the coin, go fuck off, man. Go fuck off.
The problem with Anonymous, right, is that Anonymous isn't like a centralized organization. Like, it's not one person. So it could have just been anybody who threw on the mask, a voice modulator, and claimed to be a part of Anonymous. And maybe they are, maybe they aren't. So, you know, who knows? In the end, I guess I'm here for the ride for crypto. You know, I wish Elon's opinions were at least a little more nuanced than what he put out there.
Right? No. Ape just like us. Like, he is head gorilla in the jungle right now. I will beat my chest to Elon right now.
Meanwhile, you got like billionaires like Mark Cuban that if you listen to him talk about crypto, like, that dude's brilliant. And he has put in a lot of work to know what he's talking about. Like, that guy will he'll do a podcast or an interview about crypto, and he'll give tutorials about you know, Aave and how to use SushiSwap and all these different things and liquidity providers and all kinds of like really detailed explanation of like decentralized finance and how to move in that direction. Elon, not so much. He just tweets emojis and then things move 15%, right? Like, it's wild. It's wild. But again, if you've bought into crypto and you didn't know that that was a thing, you didn't know that a 15% drop on a daily kind of swing is very common, and a 50% drop happens. It happens every couple of years, it seems. Like, if you didn't know that, well,
yeah. If you're just willing to throw your life savings on a whim without doing any research, man, sorry. Like, I don't feel bad for you. I don't think you deserve it, but you can't fucking cry about it, bro. You can't be like, oh my God, Elon ruined my life. No, your stupidity and laziness ruined your life. He was just merely a catalyst for your fucking ignorance and your stupidity.
All right. Well,
if you lost a bunch of money on crypto, yeah, we just made you real mad. Yeah. Made you real mad.
If you weren't just called an idiot and you're still listening, let's move on. Let's move on to the next story here, which is still in crypto world, and that's this: the president of El Salvador just announced that he's going to be the first country to adopt Bitcoin as their legal tender here.
So I don't know enough about economics to really like grab a hold of this, but what I'm looking at it is, you have a country like El Salvador. So a lot of these South American countries have huge inflation problems. Huge inflation problems. Is switching over to a cryptocurrency to become your like almost national currency, because like I don't know what the national currency is in El Salvador. I am not that smart. So like if you are one of these intellectuals out there that could just ramble off that information, good for you. I'm not going to let you call me a dummy though either. But if they're switching over to using like Bitcoin, I'm assuming their legal tender won't disappear, but does this now, one, help fix their inflation problem, or two, mitigate some of that inflation into like Bitcoin then, like once a country like this switches over? Is it going to have negative effects on crypto because you have this country that couldn't manage their own money for decades now using Bitcoin as legal tender? Is it going to hurt their citizens now because, you know, like, I just don't know the ramifications of this. We all knew that it was only a matter of time before some of these countries picked a crypto and went with it. You know, right. I just don't know the ramifications all too well of how this is going to play out.
Like, and we don't know if it's going to actually happen either, right? So the El Salvador president, he like did a video conference into what was the Bitcoin conference last week in Miami and announced this. So, but he announced that he's sending it to Congress for like the bill to Congress. So there's no guarantee that El Salvador's Congress even approves this. He got all into it at the Bitcoin conference and made an announcement. That doesn't actually equal legislation. But yeah, I mean, I imagine.
How is he not manipulating crypto?
Because nobody cares about El Salvador.
If they have no intent on actually following through with this and it's dead on the water when he gets there, he was manipulating crypto too. Get him, Anonymous.
I mean, from the article, it says that it's pretty likely that if he proposes it, because his political party has complete control over the legislation, so it's believed that whatever he sends is going to get passed. So it's not that he's making statements that he can't back, but it still isn't approved yet, and we'll see where it goes. Ultimately, yeah, I think it could benefit some countries. I still don't know how this turns into, you know, replaces like an actual fiat currency. You know, how do you actually transact in Bitcoin on a daily basis with your citizens? Or is this just something that backs your fiat currency, but everything still kind of operates as normal?
How our currency is backed by gold. Is their currency now going to be backed by Bitcoin?
Backed by gold. And
well, you know what I'm talking about, motherfucker. Like, we all know realistically, but like, that's how it was supposed to be. It was like, our currency was supposed to be backed by gold until the Fed fucked that all up. But like, yeah, normally your currency is backed by something. So is your currency, this currency, going to be backed by Bitcoin? Is it? Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting how this works.
Here's what I find interesting. And I came across some comments, some thoughts on Reddit, in like real world Reddit, but outside of Wall Street Bets. And some of the thoughts were, if this becomes, say, the legal tender of El Salvador, does that make Bitcoin now foreign currency? Which actually is a big deal, right, when it comes to tax law.
This is true.
In the sense of, if you now own Bitcoin and you invest in Bitcoin, that is investing in foreign currency.
Yeah, I made
money.
That
has completely different tax implications.
Yeah.
And so, like, the IRS is probably saying, like, you know, what is it, Janet Yellen, the head of the Treasury and IRS, they're probably saying, oh, yes, El Salvador, do this. Like, this might open up a can of worms that we can then really exploit, because it's right now hard to regulate and tax and to track Bitcoin and obligate people to report the earnings and things in Bitcoin. You make it a foreign currency, now it's in our world. Now it's an actual currency that we can regulate and tax and get different things. So I'm curious, like, would this country doing this make it legally a foreign currency, causing a ripple effect in tax law?
Yeah, that's interesting, man. I don't know.
Me neither. I need smarter people than me to look into this and chime in on this. But I think that's it. That's all we got for crypto this week. Let's jump on a couple short little stories to end here. First one being supersonic planes. You know, United's looking at buying some. They're going to start this company. We'll be testing their, you know, supersonic boom planes, because that's, I guess, what they're calling it. and the plane's going to get tested, I think, starting in 2025. They're looking at actually carrying passengers by 2029, with United Airlines agreeing to purchase at least 15 of them, if it ever gets made, right? Like, the Concorde jet was trying to do supersonic flight before, in the early 2000s. That failed, and it never ended up being a passenger plane. So maybe this one actually gets done. It's also the first plane to promise a like zero net carbon footprint, as it's going to be using different jet fuel the sustainable aviation fuel instead of just traditional jet fuel. And flying at Mach 1.7.
That's crazy.
For flights. So, you getting on one?
If I could afford a plane ticket, like like, you know, like I'll be retired by the time I could afford one of these flights. But yeah, I'd get on it. I mean, to me, this is the aerial version of speed trains, and I've always hated the fact that we don't have speed trains in this country. Like,
yeah.
How do we not have a train that goes from LA to Vegas in 45 minutes? You know what I mean? Like, how do we not have a train that goes from Chicago to Houston in fucking an hour and a half? Like, how is this not a thing when it's not like it's even a new technology? And they've had these in Asia for decades. Like, fucking decades. And now it's a big story that United's like, we're gonna get supersonic planes, we're gonna get really fast planes. Fuck them really fast trains. That's old news. We'll do really fast planes. Well, okay, get me somewhere really fast. Like, there's you know, time is the one thing that no matter how poor you are, no matter how rich you are, you're never gonna have enough of it. Like, time is the most valuable commodity on the fucking planet. You know, so if you can give anybody time back, we should be working towards that.
Yeah, I think this is cool. I, whether it's going to be supersonic planes or it's going to be more of like those, like, low orbit type planes that allow the Earth to kind of rotate under it or whatever else. In the end, getting faster air travel is the future. I mean, how can you not work towards developing that? So
the same way we didn't work towards developing fast fucking trains, man. Like, I would not surprise me if they never did, because we've ignored this for decades.
The difference is, you know, to do the trains, that requires like governmental infrastructure change, cross-strait interstate change, and that's why really it died, is the government was never going to put money into it. To develop hypersonic planes, that's a completely commercial entity.
That's a whole nother frustrating subject.
And that's why, right? That's the reason why. So here we go. You know, developing some planes. Okay, 2029, so if you are out, I'll get on one.
You want to throw the government? You want to throw the government in it? All right. We used to live in the city, not too far from O'Hare a few times. And yep. When we were kids, there were no laws on how loud planes could be. And when that motherfucker flew over your house, if you're watching an intense TV show, you don't know what the fuck they just said, okay? And there was no DVR. There was no rewind. You just missed that part of the fucking show, and you're scrambling to fucking figure it out. What's going to happen when there's a sonic fucking boom above your fucking crib? Like, we don't need to regulate sonic fucking booms?
Like, yeah, it'll all get worked out, I'm sure.
Shut the fuck up.
We'll be all right.
Shut the fuck up.
They'll break the sound barrier somehow and not impact citizens.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just make sure that they do it just like over like farmland, just scaring the shit out of cows. It's going to be random, like random animals dying of heart attacks.
Massive cow heart attacks. Jesus Christ. But yeah, like literally that's, you know, we want to talk about government staying out of it. You're going to get a lot of mad people when, you know, all of a sudden you're sitting in your backyard barbecuing and fuck, it sounds like a goddamn stick of dynamite just went off in your backyard.
Well, yeah, let's see what that, I don't know what that flight, but it's true, but I bet they're going to regulate it out to where they're going to have to.
Didn't think about that one, did you, buddy?
I didn't think about the sound. And the impact on
you are breaking the sound barrier, man. Like, that is a big deal. You're traveling faster than the speed of sound.
All right. Well, let's move on to our last topic here. And that's going to be that it was announced today, the day that it's recording, that Jeff Bezos is going to be on that first crewed flight of his rocket. Are you surprised by this?
That's balls. That's putting your money where your mouth is, man. That to me, like, yeah, for real, like I do this. I don't know, man. Like, I really don't know if I go on that first one.
Oh, I think I'm on it. If I'm Jeff Bezos, I think I'm on it, because one, they're gonna have so many test flights. It's not like it's the first flight of it. They're doing a lot of unmanned flights. They've already done several unmanned flights. So you know, this is going to be the first one you stick a person in there, but there's already going to be a dozen that safely went up.
Man, my old ass is old enough to vividly remember when NASA lost a whole fucking shit ton of astronauts. I remember that shit. They do test flights.
And everybody at school watching the school teacher go up.
Bro, I was in like first grade, second grade. I vividly fucking remember it, man. Yeah. Like, they made a big deal out of it. Every school took the day off and forced these small children to watch eight people burn up in the sky. Yeah. Like, and this was NASA. Like, tons of test flights, tons of test launch, tons of like everything you just named. They did all that shit too. And that motherfucker still blew the fuck up in the sky. Like, but as we've said, if we're going to get, there was a time where people are afraid to get on airplanes, right? And now we get on those like it's nothing. So I don't know where I sit on this. I just don't know if I could be on the first, maybe the third.
Well, on July 20th, Jeff Bezos and his brother are going up in space. Let's tune in and see, I guess. You know, I don't.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think anything bad's gonna happen. Like, I think they're pretty well tested at this point in time.
I get it. You don't create a space company to not go to space,
like a space tourism company. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even just a regular space company.
You know,
it is space tourism.
But I want to say the old dude from Jurassic Park never really went in the park though either. There's obviously a good reason for that.
Well, if your business is based off of doing space tourism and trying to get the richest people in the world to buy auction tickets to go out on your, you know, Blue Origin space flight here, you gotta, I guess, yeah, put your money where your mouth is in this instance here, and go ahead and go up there and demonstrate the safety of this as you're asking other random people to do this.
Yeah, I mean, if it all goes bad, say bye to commercialized space. I'll tell you that right now. Like, you get a name like Jeff Bezos to go up in flames on you know, the first commercialized space flight. Everybody just pack it up. Everybody just pack it up because this shit's over.
Yeah. I would also question whether he was actually on there.
he got divorced and he says...
He put a stunt double up there. And he went full Lex Luthor. Yep. And just disappeared somewhere in a villain island now.
He's living in a hut in the Amazon. He's just fucking, he's had enough of this world. Like, he can't take it anymore. All the money in the world couldn't buy Bezos happiness. So he's going full Unabomber. I like that story even better. That's a movie. We just wrote a movie.
You know for a fact, if his rocket blew up within hours, that article would be written up on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else about how it was all for show and he wasn't actually on there, and the conspiracy theory would immediately start.
Man, Elvis and Tupac. Elvis and Tupac are still alive, bro. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, 100% that article's coming out.
Can you imagine, like, that whole Tupac fiasco happening today with Twitter and Facebook?
Oh, just God.
On a complete tangent, now that you mentioned it. Like,
yeah, like, I don't know if you'd be able to pull that off anymore.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. Would it actually open it up to way more like conspiracy theory and speculation, or would like just the truth and reality of it just be unavoidable and there would be nobody who could deny it?
Well, like, especially nowadays with social media, camera phones and everything, like, it's plausible in Elvis's and Tupac's days, right? Like, you can vanish. In those days, really hard to vanish nowadays.
Yeah,
like, fucking Ring cameras everywhere, fucking sharing each other's Wi-Fi. Like, it's gonna be really hard to just fucking vanish nowadays. But if there's anybody that can do it, I'm guessing Bezos could do it.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, whatever. On July 20th, we'll see. I'll start writing my article now of as the just in case conspiracy theory. But that's a week in news. That's it.
Yeah,
tangents over, rambling over. Hopefully you haven't been insulted too much throughout this episode, and you join us next week. In the meantime, rating, review, do some things, share it with somebody if you found it entertaining, had some chuckles. Go ahead and text it out to somebody, share a link, just see if we can get one more listener.
Or if you want to make that Dogecoin dude really, your Dogecoin friend really mad, just go ahead and
share. Just send him this episode and tell him how we do great technical analysis on the crypto market and just let him get to this point.
I'll take that share too. Like any publicity is good publicity, right? Well, until next week, nerds.
Talk to you next week, nerds.
See ya.